Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I am deeply grateful you chose to be with me on this June 18th day. That's when this recording is being aired for. And we're going to talk about something quite intimate, I think, that I got from a listener who used to attend my sessions in San Diego, in Escondido, when I was there. And she is talking about her affections, her love. She is beginning slightly to understand love. She's always been one of those who, how could I say this, would intellectually be involved in love, but emotionally her feelings would take her away from anything authentic. Has she changed? No, not really, but she is considering something. Here's her question to me. You say I need to love as if nothing is killing me. How do I do that? It is a very important thing to love beyond the, shall we say, speculations and the circumstances of the human body as it declines into death. There is a certain, shall we say, bell that rings inside of us, whether we know it or not, that lets us know that we're feeling a bit desperate and a bit lonely. We know death is coming. We don't know how it will come. We don't know the way it will come, but we do know it will come. And there is a certain feeling about death and love and whether or not we ever, as many people will say, found the love of our life. The love of our life is not in another person. People cannot love you the way you think you should be loved. This is a very selfish and silly maneuver that the ego does within us that tells us that there is someone out there who will be unconditional about how they love us. This whole unconditional thing is a 007 thing, the license to kill. There is no unconditional love. There's no such thing. Love has conditions to it. One of them is compassion, forgiveness. The biggest part of it is in the word mercy. But we are not interested in mercy. We don't understand what it entails. And there are just certain things that the human mind, with its predicated psychology based in genetic acuities, just can't understand. Now, try to listen to me, my audience. If you try to live your life in a way that makes sense to your psychology, your biology, your mind that is weighing things as good and bad, right and wrong, you will miss. There is no such thing as being loved unconditionally. There is only love, and it has many conditions to it. And don't think it doesn't. And if you need to think it doesn't, well, suffer the consequences, but like I always say, suffer quietly. If you're not going to be open to the truth of love, the real love, not the love that is a business deal with another person, if you're really into the truth of love, you will suddenly realize it has nothing to do with being loved unconditionally. It has to do with mercy. Becoming so deeply merciful that you are willing to put aside the vanity, the pride, the genetics, the DNA of your body to discover something out of the realm of your physicality, of your psychology, of your beliefs. Now, most people can't do this, and most people won't do this. It's not only a matter of they can't, it's that they won't. Because They're too busy serving the master of their body and mind, their genetics, their DNA, their willfulness to survive over the real measure of love, which is mercy. Now, each person has their own idea of mercy. Each person does. And some people think that there are those that deserve mercy and those who do not. And that would not be true. And right there is one of the conditions of love. Even your greatest enemy, the one that you think has betrayed you the most, if you cannot give them the mercy of your understanding that exceeds your intellectual precepts and concepts, your beliefs, your seemingly high moral values, you will not find the way inside you. And this would be a tremendous tragedy. It would. And it is. And there is nothing I can do about it with my students. They refuse to transcend. They want to keep their petty little psychologies. They like keeping their petty little emotionalities, things that are prejudicial about what they think of as a person being a good person and those not being good. My good, your good, only exists in our goodness. You have to be good, not want for good, not think about good. You have to be the good you wish to have upon your own life. And that means forgiveness, compassion, mercy for the worst of the people that have ever hurt you. Now, if you can't do that, which you could if you got into it, really got into it, you could. But most people won't. They see no reason to do so. The pride and the vengeance that comes from DNA, the mechanism within us for survival, has been nurtured so far, so long, and so much that it is your first response, your only consideration. And with that all being said, if we're really being honest, you can see why it would be very difficult to love and to love you. To love as if something is killing you is a very important insight to have. It is the ability to recognize something greater within you other than how you were programmed biologically to live your life. Now, you're not going to like this, and I know most of you are not going to be able to fathom what I'm talking about, and I understand that, and I respectfully understand that. But that isn't going to change your circumstances, nor is it going to change you. You have to ask yourself, what is the big question of my life? What is the matter of my matters? What is going on within me? Why can I not understand the mischief I do while blaming others for the seeming mischief they do? You know, the old sliver in the eye and the beam in our own, that kind of thing. So, what can I say? You have to live as though you know you're going to leave this body. And the question will be, how will you leave this body that has made a life for you? Will it be something that you revel in and take into your next experience, for whatever it's going to be, with great joy, with great gratitude? Or is it going to be one more offense against another offense, living your life in not the accord of love, but in the discord of the ego, the vanity, and the pride? This is up to you. And each of us in our moment-to-moment life make a decision as to how we will live and how we will die. I hope that helps. I really do. And if it didn't, maybe listen to this again from another point of view when you're ready. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the beautiful question. Please forgive me, all of you. I'll be back on the air next week. Namaste.